to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on November 17, 2017. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Council members Birdsall.
Here.
Keeler.
Present.
Kelly.
Here.
Lexi.
Here.
Rooney.
Here.
Schwartz.
Here.
Okay. First item that we have on our agenda this evening is a sad item. I'd ask everybody to please join us in a standing moment of silence for Seabrighter who passed away, Valerie Wells. Remarks from the audience. If there's anybody who wishes to be heard on any issues, please state your name and address for the record. Hi, Linda.
My name is Linda Lamia. I live at 2 Village Road, and I am here to support Councilman Lexstein, who shared with us at the town hall that this property is deeded for the use of children. And I was hoping that there's a plan in place that as the municipal building opens, that this property will in fact be used for children's activity. I would also like to ask about the trees for streetscape, if they're going to be replaced.
I might be able to update.
So hopefully everybody had their listening ears on for the first part of your statement with regard to the future of this building. The second issue with regard to replacing trees, that is an active issue. I'll let Mr. Rooney, speak to the current status.
We still have their maintenance guarantee, so it was for 2 years, so they have to replace them in the spring. It'll allow us the whole summer to make sure they're alive and well, and then at the end of the 2 year maintenance guarantee, we'll know whether they're alive or not. But they have to replace anything that died. Some of the species didn't do that well, so they're talking about some substitutions of the ones that really did do well, but the trees are going to be replaced.
Very good. And I also want to wish everyone a very happy holiday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Butch.
Hi. Butch Henschel, 7 East Church Street. I'll talk about the walk on the seawall. It's a great walk. I love it. It's probably one of the best things that happened to Seabright. But there are some issues. If you walked it, you see every 5 to 10 feet, there's a stress crack across the entire wall. And those need to be looked after. I mean, those are not going to get any better. They're only going to get worse. I don't know if you look. I have a couple of pictures.
We do. We have a price for sealing all the cracks, Butch. Mr. Henschel, we have a price. We knew that there were going to be. It was a monolithic pour, and because of the way they set the rocks.
Well, then the wall's moving.
Exactly. We would have had to wait 40 years to build it if we didn't want it to move anymore. Yeah. So we know that we have to seal those, and we have a price coming in to seal all the cracks.
Okay, and also the parking lot. I mean, those cracks are really getting real big. There's one going from Ocean Avenue all the way to the, all the way to the
new parking lot?
The parking lot.
That I didn't know, but that I was unaware of.
We could pass that around.
Could you leave that picture with us?
Sure, that's the parking lot. I mean, you all know about the seawall, so.
We have a price from a concrete sealer to come in. Because we have to keep the water out of it, primarily.
Right.
I mean, the stress cracks we can live with, but I agree. We agree.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thanks. I didn't see that.
Janet Henschel, 7 East Church Street. I'm wondering if now that we have the public bathrooms open in the beach pavilion, if we could get rid of the porta potty. Yeah. Is that on the plan?
Can't wait.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Make a couple away.
We do close them up. They're closed now, the public bathrooms, so we thought we'd leave one porta potty The public, the exterior bathrooms are, because of the underside being open, we were worried about freezing, so council said November 1 to April 1, they will be closed down, so we kind of left the one porta potty there in case anybody...
Is it going to come back every year?
Pardon me?
Is the porta potty going to come back every year when the pavilion bathrooms are closed then?
That's up to Borough Council if we want facilities out there during, you know, people that walk their dog.
You would think, one would think, once the building is open, there wouldn't be a need for porta potties in the off-season. Up until, as of now and prior to now, we've always needed something in the off-season for the fishermen and people who are on the beach, so we've always had that porta potty over the winter. Presumably, once we have the new building that's open all year, we shouldn't need it.
The municipal complex.
No, the beach pavilion.
The beach pavilion.
The pavilion.
What Joe is saying, the beach pavilion, all the pipes underneath the, from the bathrooms are exposed underneath.
Yeah, but you're still going to have
that. Yeah, but it's going to be open year-round.
There's a library.
Oh, during the day, yeah, I guess, yeah. Unless we want...
We're not going to have a porta potty there during the winter.
We just have to ensure that anything.
As you can see, we have to figure this out.
Yeah, we just have to ensure that any plumbing that's exposed underneath the building is
properly insulated
so they don't freeze. That's all we need to make sure of.
Okay.
I mean, I can tell you from my personal opinion, I never envisioned a porta potty being out there.
I didn't either, so I'm actually kind of surprised it's still there. But yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
so it's nice. It's going to go away.
What's this number?
All right.
If I remember correctly, at the end of Streetscape, we were going to put a final coat on Ocean Avenue, a final seal or something like that. And is that still happening?
We put a small coat this year. This past year, and then we got another coat coming in 19 or 20.
Are you talking about the DOT repaving?
Yeah, DOT repaving.
The DOT came in and did I believe it was a 1-inch overlay on Ocean Avenue this past fall,
spring.
The schedule as of now for the full pavement overlay with the revised striping is 2022.
What? 2022, wow, okay. Well, the nice thing about that is hopefully by then we'll have all of downtown streets repaved.
Okay.
And we won't be needing
and
to dig
that anything. That I believe is to encompass when the bridge is redone and all of the striping will change for that to not have to do it twice.
And when all of this happens, do you think we'll address the flooding on the corners? Because the corners get pretty flooded.
I'll make sure the DPW takes note of where those flooded spaces are, and I don't know if we can do anything with the state, but I know the side streets, we can kind of make sure that they get pumped up a little bit, but I don't know about the state though.
In my experience of repaving is just, they just come in and pave and they don't even tell us when they're, coming.
But if we coordinate with
the
engineer.
The ponding, I think, is a different issue that we should address separately with Claire.
Yeah. We could.
Our engineer.
We could look into it.
Thank you. All right. One last thing. It was brought up to me that one of my councilmen, who was my representative here in town, has been telling my neighbors that I'm the biggest complainer in town regarding the 30-minute parking on Ocean Avenue. Being a business participant for the last 9 years, I think it was my right to complain. Because when businesses can't get people to park, they can't get customers. And I'm offended that my councilman would rather attempt to bully me than say to me, I heard you have a problem, how can I help you? I think maybe that would be a nicer approach. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't say that, did I?
No, you did not.
I think I did.
Okay.
I'm like, man,
innocent for what? Any other remarks from the audience this evening?
I just, one thing on the puddles. I mean, I am freaked on the puddles. I have my own broom in the back of my van that I sweep the puddles because they drive me crazy. I mean, I was out there Monday morning because, you know, they're eventually going to freeze, you know, turn to ice. But I mean, the puddles are definitely something that we need to address. Because, something's going to fall. I mean, you get out of your car, you're stepping in a puddle.
But I thought when we did the bump outs, they were originally designed with a rain garden intent. So there was some trap and recharge function supposed to be built into those bump outs. That was part of our streetscape committee. So I'm wondering, are they malfunctioning? What's happening?
Well, there was one right in front of Nova. I mean, that's a monster, that one. I mean, so it seems to me like the way the bump out is, you know, doesn't let the water I don't know which way they wanted to go, because if it went that way, the drain is all the way down by Angelica's.
Right.
I think part of the problem is the slope on the side streets doesn't actually account for the bump outs. So what happens is you get...
Maybe you can trench it.
The slope's not enough to get around the bump out or get up to the spot where the break is in the bump out.
So can't you trench it away a little bit? Like, can't we...
I mean, you can do like paving to get it to help the slope go to the nearest inlet. If there if there was rain gardens, there could be something that there could be debris built up that water's not able to make it to where it should be recharging. So if there's a listing of which intersections are having the issues, we could get you a list.
Yeah, River Street has one. Your street has one, new by Rory's. They just...
Well, we can address that. Like Claire said, I think we can address that one once we do that. We can kind of build up to certain areas where we know that it's low.
It should go down so the water can run.
This weekend, when it gets rain, we'll all go down there.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that to our attention.
Thank you.
If there's no other remarks from the audience, we'll move on to our agenda items. First up, we have our consent agenda.
Mayor, before we vote on the consent agenda, Resolution 180, 2018, which is the Memorial Bench Program resolution. Someone had approached me and indicated that they would like, if we're willing to do so, and I think it's a good idea, to make a provision for a payment plan, because some people may not have the $1,400 but want that type of... may not have the financial resources available to immediately pay for $1,400.
I'm okay with that. I don't know if that works
for
the borough.
Yeah, so the borough, you can figure it out, like administratively, whatever the, you know, but if we can just add language to the resolution that just says a payment plan shall be made available for those wishing to take advantage of such.
The other thing too, who's the contact person on those?
Trish.
I think that we went a little too low on those things.
You know what? I don't think so. And the only reason, and
we only have 16 of them, right?
Yeah, but
not necessarily, because it's not necessarily just going to be what's on the seawall. We could put them at the park. We could put them at Anchorage Park.
Something like that. I mean, I just made it up, but you can have that.
Different spaces.
I don't think that's the point of it. And I think we need to make this available to Seabriders also, because there are going to be people who have lived here a long time who may not be able to afford this. We don't want to make this just for out-of-towners. That's what I'm suggesting.
And make it first for Seabriders.
Yeah, but I think these prices aren't that bad.
Dan.
Well, he thinks they should be more.
I know. I don't think... Does anybody agree with him? Or?
No, I don't.
Okay, so we'll just keep it the way it is. All right, so I would make that a motion to adopt the consent agenda with the amendment to resolution number 180, 2018.
I have something.
Go ahead.
On the resolution number 175, award of construction manager, I would like to add, contingent upon contract agreement. Everyone's except because I have not seen the contract, and I'd like to make sure.
Have we been spoken to Legacy yet?
No.
Yeah. So.
So contingent upon Roger's approval of a contract.
Well, just contract agreement with the Roger.
Right.
The council.
I mean, it doesn't have to come back to us again, does it? To be voted upon or.
The can I just add? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interject, but Cittabrano tells me that. For a construction manager, there's an AIA 22-. It's a pretty much a canned contract for construction manager, right. Which it outlines what Jack is
talking about.
Concerned with.
No, I'm good with it, Jack. I just don't want it to have to come back here for us to vote on it again, because then the guy won't be on the job until mid-January.
Unless something goes haywire.
Oh, yeah, of course. So let's make the motion to amend 175. Subject to Roger's approval of the contract. So I'll make that motion again with those amendments to number 175 and the previous noted amendment to 180.
Let's just make sure the clerk is clear on that before we call the roll.
That's fair. Chris, did you get both?
Yes.
Everybody, council clear on that before we call the roll.
Thanks, sir.
But we run it by everybody when that, you know, contract or so was in there, what we expect of these people, and et cetera.
Okay. So we have a motion on the floor from Councilman Lexstein.
Yes.
Was that a second, Mr. Kiley? Yep. Call the roll. Councilmembers Bertzol?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay. Next up, we have a public hearing on bond ordinance number 13-2018. That's an appropriation of $200,000.
John had a question.
I had something I wanted to talk about on 184, the budget transfer. I believe it was $37,000 for engineering. I just wanted to know what that was. Why we wanted the budget on engineering.
I don't know what the, we amended the engineering for the, Claire, help me.
The general budget, based on, I believe it was the additional limited CA&I for the pavilion building for all of the outside entrance work. The exact dollar amount I wasn't made aware of to what was being transferred to.
They exceeded it because we had to do all of the ADA engineering for the front of the pavilion. It was not, the contractor had problems getting it correct. I know that T&M had to go back in there and do some additional engineering because they had the site plan. So they exceeded the amount we had in the budget appropriation for general engineering. So we took it from other areas that we did not.
No, I understand. I just want to point out that we spent extra money on engineering.
Yes, we
could
did.
Could it possibly be, you know, the thing we asked for, there was a couple permit applications that we had previously not budgeted for as well, if I recall.
The answer is we exceeded our budget.
So my question is, who's reviewing the bills every month and signing them?
Well, I think we all are, to a certain extent, for various items.
I review with Christy. Open questions and check them. The actual dollar amounts is individual.
But any additional items we vote on here.
So, and when she approves a payment, there's a resolution to back it up. That's correct?
In most cases, there's a resolution to back it up. Could be the January 1st resolution, which allows them general engineering costs. But all that work is directed. They're not doing any work. The engineer can't just go and decide to do work and bill for it. It's directed by either the governing body or the administrator. One of you is directing the work. So that's when it's authorized. So typically the purchase order issued, directing specific work, and that's done. General engineering is directed work throughout the year. So it's not as if the engineer can just choose what work they feel like doing that month and bill us for it. So it's all directed. Now, the reason that you're over budget is, as explained during the budget process, we're trying to stabilize the budget, but the budget has been taking hits from, I want to say, Sandy recovery projects and other capital projects for expenses that were not anticipated to be included in those capital projects. And as a result, you have no capital funds to pay for them. So the only other choice is, well, your two options are to amend capital ordinances to increase the amount of debt that you can issue to complete the project, or you can charge your current fund operational budget. And there's been discussions about two or three items, which are large ticket items throughout the course of the year, which we took into the budget, recognizing that we would have to transfer in November to cover the balance of the year.
Does that engineering category also cover the town engineer for building permits?
I don't understand the town engineer for building.
Everything that the engineer does
our building
is in
department
that budget.
Does, I do get a few of them from the building department where our engineer has to review plans.
That would be the developer's escrow. So there's some that are charged to developer's escrow. So if a developer has a project before the board or under construction, typically they have to put up an escrow fund, and those charges are being charged against the developer's money that's in escrow.
And that would be for grading plans, things like that. For anybody that builds a property here, they have an escrow, and that's where that's built. This is general engineering.
Okay, gotcha.
So how do you get when you go over, how do you decide how much the engineer should get.
Well, typically...
So like the other day when you had gotten a better price on the permit than our current engineer, does that happen when there's extra things? You go outside the engineer?
Yeah, we have consulting engineers. We have Avakian does the grading plans. I got a price from Avakian on that. We have Dave Hoder that we get prices from on other items, and then T&M on other items. So we do go out and try to get other prices, but most of the things that they exceed are directed by us, really, all of us. If we're looking at a parking lot, or we ask Claire to go out and do something to, you know, there's a problem at an intersection, they're not a not-for-profit, they bill us.
And there was a, I think, $40,000 for a bond. What was that that we transferred, I think?
Well, that's for the work on East Ocean Avenue. And what's the other street? It's East Ocean Avenue and Mountain View Way.
We added to their bid the cost of replacing the sewer line on East Ocean Avenue because it was in poor shape. That's another example of it. We authorized them to do that. So that may have been part of it, John.
Right, so, yeah. So to explain what that is, you're passing an ordinance or an appropriation of $200,000. It's funded $160,000 by grants and things of that nature. $40,000 is the amount of debt you're authorizing to issue with the ordinance. So that's what the $40,000 is.
Again, any time you can go to Christy in the finance office and ask for a budget tracking report. You can ask for it by project so that you can see all what's being charged, you know, versus approve what's being charged. Occasionally I do that and just like kind of eyeball the projects. Or you can do them by vendor, right? So if you want to see everything that was paid to, say, T&M or to Rogers Fur, and then they can just give you a report. And then underneath, in the detail, it'll say the resolution number that approved those funds, if there was one.
And honestly, since Sandy, you've been spending more money on engineering fees and things of that nature because you're coming through recovery and you're doing a lot of projects compared to what you normally have done in the past.
So it should be going down, man.
It is.
It's going down.
Believe it or not, it is.
Yeah, it's definitely going down.
Anything else on that? All right, let's move up to the public hearing on bond ordinance number 13. We need a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Does anybody in the audience wish to be heard on ordinance number 13, 2018?
Motion to close.
let the audio record reflect that the room is empty, but for Neil from the link, Claire, our engineer, our police captain Freeman, and our CFO Baskin.
Thank you, Mayor.
I just, you know.
No, you're right.
If anybody actually listens to these things, they should know that we're not being flipped, but there's no one here. Okay.
I renew my motion to close the public session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion to adopt.
So moved.
Second.
Councilmember Birdsall.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Lexstein.
Yes.
Rooney.
Yes.
Schwartz.
Yes.
Okay. New business, payment of vouchers.
Mayor, I'd just like to pull from the voucher list. Number is 1838. It's
which number, Jack?
It's Allison. Print on this is right.
Which one are we trying to find?
1838. Third page, fourth down.
Yeah.
11,320. Something to do with sewer.
Right. We could discuss that in an executive session.
Which one?
1838. It's the fourth one on the third page.
It's Holman. They're alphabetical.
Holman.
Four down from the top.
Oh. So is that a?
Can I make a recommendation? Should we hold off on approving the voucher list, go into executive session, and then come back out?
Yes.
Because we're
Yes, because...
Yes. I think it's a better procedure.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
Thank you.
All right, Councilman Lexington's making a motion to go into closed session to, right?
Yes, making a motion to go into, was there anything else on the agenda? We'll come back out, we'll do executive, we'll do the vouchers and the committee reports.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Council...
So I'll make a motion to go into executive session.
I have several things in there.
That's fine.
Okay.
Contractual matter, right, we're going to go into executive session, discuss that matter, come back and deal with our new business, including voucher payment and committee reports. Okay, very good.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved.
All right.
Mike knows how to get to the mayor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, going back in the regular session, we need a motion for payment of vouchers.
With revision.
We just make the revision of $9,056, is the new number.
And that's on...
For number 01838, that'll be $9,056 rather than $11,320.
All right.
Correct, Jack?
Yes.
Okay, I'll second that motion.
Councilmembers Birdsall?
Yes.
Keeler?
Yes.
Kelly?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Schwartz?
Yes.
Okay, thanks, Councilman, for getting us that savings.
Do we approve the feasibility study?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was in the resolution.
That was in...
Consent agenda. All right, moving on to council committee reports, first up, beach and grants.
Just say progress.
Progress.
Come on, I have three, four little...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, we've been doing this since September.
That's not true.
Yeah, we have, we've been doing progress since September.
So we raised the cabana, the storage, $25. We talked, the last meeting, we're investigating the cabanas. We got more parking we talked about at the last meeting, and the benches got approved tonight.
That's it.
Nice going, thank you, Councilman.
And if you see any dog shit on the...
Walkway?
Walkway up there?
Yeah.
Pretend they're a bird.
I need Joe, but, so we got a price for sealing the cracks that were raised by Butch. Are we budgeting for it next year? How are we gonna pay for getting the ceiling done?
Well, Mike and I are just talking about that now.
Oh.
We have certain amount of capital things we have to do next year that we've never had to do before. And that's what Mike and I are just talking about, cleaning services for the new buildings. We've never had to do that before. We have utilities that will be coming on us for both buildings that we've never had before. So we have some additional expenses next year that, you know, we're gonna have to figure out how we're gonna do it, and they're not small.
We're actually gonna have three buildings to clean.
Correct.
We gotta continue to clean this one.
Well, one question, are there any utilities now? I mean, we also demolished a bunch of buildings.
And we get rid of, if you get rid of rent?
What about the thought about...
We're gonna make more money by these parties.
We seen this?
Yes, we can.
It does, I mean, it does, but, you know, we have other expenses, Mayor. But the ceiling of the cracks is something that...
Still have the gym.
I think Frank got the price from the, it was a concrete seal company that comes in. We're gonna have to seal...
Is that something that we can do, like when we go out for permanent financing, we can just bond for that?
That would require a new ordinance if we're going to do that, any additional.
Aren't we gonna go out for permanent financing?
But the bigger thing, I think, is going to be, once we finalize what we're doing with the, you know, out of the three ordinances that exist for the construction of these buildings, we'll evaluate what remains and see if we can use that for some of these items before we go out for permanent financing, or if we're gonna cancel some of it, so we have some work to do.
You're eliminating the rent for the library, there's a dog and cat.
$3,800 for the, it's all a matter of timing and everything else, we have to see when all that's going to happen.
I mean, dogs and cats is done now.
Well, now it says month to month, right?
No, we're done. I canceled that contract. We may have paid our last one, I don't know what month that is, but it's canceled.
At $3,800, we pay for South Street, where the fire engines are. And $1,000 for the church.
How much did we pay for the DPW building down there?
We have all the leases, I don't know how much we pay for all the leases, Kevin.
I haven't watched it.
It's for, we have the DPW leases, we have the fire lease, we have another lease on one property that we split three ways between police, beach, and sewer, because their stuff's in there.
and we're going to say, well, that's going to be fine, we're going to be able to get rid of all of it. Maybe not right away, or not?
I mean, we haven't thought about it. You have your dumpsters down, you know, you have other stuff we'll have, public works we'll have to talk about. You may want to keep one of them, but eventually, they're all going to go because they want to develop that property.
Well, technically, we were supposed to get the space under this
cell tower
for dumpsters. And now everybody's telling me they can't put dumpsters under there, which I think is a bunch of BS.
Will the fire code allow you to store a dumpster under a building?
They were, that was originally what we were told. We were originally told they were going to pave it and put dumpsters under it.
They were using storage.
We definitely talked at the very beginning, it's actually Dina's idea, that we were going to put the dumpsters underneath the cell tower, and that's what we were going to have the space for.
As of this point, we have nowhere to put dumpsters, unless we put them on River Street, and that's going to start a shitstorm.
Yeah, we can't.
Start a stiff shitstorm with a wasp nest that you don't want.
Just so everybody knows, we're still being recorded, so.
Well, I know.
Well, just put the language.
Yeah, sorry. Still going to start a storm.
Before I spoke. We'd be recorded.
Yes, we're on the record.
All right, moving on. Next up, we have finance, insurance, court, and volunteers, chaired by Councilman Keeler.
Yeah, just a quick, the last court session for the year is this Thursday, 8 o'clock. It's worth going over just to see how they handle things. And you can talk to the judge, get a nice sense of people you want to reappoint. In January, the JIF is having a luncheon, an awards dinner. It's a luncheon, but it's handed out awards. If anyone wants to go, I believe it's going to be at Branches. But I'll let me know.
Are we getting any awards?
I don't think we are this year. They may have one in there. I'm not sure if Public Works, but
it's all Kevin.
Let's see. The sewer study, as Mike said, has been completed, and he'll give at the January workshop. Get her an update. Budget prep is underway. Again, we're going to be in the delay from the state before we can get our budget approved. But anyway, the budget meetings are going to be in late January for the new year. January.
Yeah, late January or early February.
Oh, okay.
They're going to be later than usual because the budget process is very slow.
And the budget workshop that we'll have here will be in late February, early March. Rolled over the bond anticipation notes for 1 year at 2.4%. And we expect to have permanent financing of our bonds in December of 2019. So, review on that.
The bonds for the buildings?
Yeah. 2019. Let me just see. That's it. Progress, man.
Next up, personnel, public relations, and recreation, chaired by Councilman Lexi.
The only thing I'm going to say is January 1st, noon, for the firemen swearing in. Please try to be here if you can be here, because there's never a good council turnout. And I think it means a lot to the firemen if we are here. The mayor always comes.
When is it?
New Year's Day at noon.
And if you want to go out drinking, you can hop on the train and go visit all the firehouses and go along with them.
I actually think it's very important that the council members be here for the swearing in. It does mean a lot to them. Other than that, progress.
And just to say, I think it means more or less, when we don't show up. When we show up, I think they think we're supposed to be there, sort of. But when we don't show up, I think that really
they really notice.
Yeah, and they notice. They are. At the end of the day, they're big time. I mean, they take the trucks in and out all the time when it's floods and they're, you know, whatever.
And no, it does not mean you have to go drinking with them afterwards, but...
You act like that's a bad thing.
I'm just saying.
You promise them everything while you're drinking with them.
That could be a problem.
You can go drinking and have a designated driver, that's what I heard.
Yep. Yeah. All right, next up, Public Safety Education Library, chaired by Councilman Rudy.
Okay, I'm going to make it quick, but I do want to say that the police department has been amazing. I have to say, over the last month, Brett has really accepted the fact that, you know, he's taking this test, he's studying, and the morale in the police department is up. They really seem to be working together better than I've ever seen. I mean, I've only been here a couple of years, but I mean, I know John Sorrentino was an excellent chief, but I'm not sure that there was the chemistry with the department that there is now. And the fire department, I mean, the other day, actually Sunday, I drove around for 2 hours with Jimmy Forsman on the tender, that new flood truck we have, just following, you know, the floods and paying attention. But they are committed, you know, and they're behind the project, you know, but we're all concerned about the water flow, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, they're great, the fire, all of them. Education, we are definitely moving to a place that I don't know if we've ever been to where we're getting now, but we're going to keep pushing it. And tonight, you know, proving the feasibility study is huge. And tell you what, man, we're getting some statues made. We pull this off.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. And then library's great. I mean, I was so excited for, you know, going into the new building, and Laura and Jane have done a great job, and we're going to have some great activities in there. We're trying to.
Do we know when we're going to start moving things over?
Well, we're close, but that's what we've been saying since May, I think.
Well, now that we got the TCO, that's why I was.
Yeah,
asking.
Well, we're gonna,
I'll give you an update when we were.
Yeah,
we had a meeting this morning there.
I appreciate it.
But we're trying to do something now where we're trying to connect with the gyms in town, because the gyms are real active, and a lot of the women that go to the gyms have children that go into the babysitting. So we're gonna see, you know, if we can do some different things with them, bringing the kids to the library. Yeah, like in the morning, have a 9 o'clock program instead of like. We have a lot of programs in the late afternoon that they don't seem to be catching on, but have a 9 o'clock in the morning, you know, and they go into the gym, take them over there, they'll be up near the beach, you
probably
know.
Probably earlier than that, though.
Maybe even earlier, yeah. So, other than that, progress.
And compliments to the library staff. It's really been a great season of programming for them, really a tremendous fall.
They really have.
We got that new additions working out pretty well, too. What was her name again?
Yeah, Laura. Yeah, she says, we see bright things ahead. See bright, things ahead.
Nice program.
Thank you.
All right. Public Works Building Department Code Enforcement.
Okay. Well, I just want to say big kudos to the DPW and the Beach Department for doing the Christmas tree lighting. It was a huge success. So everybody pulled out all stops there to do that. They helped put up the tree and put all the ornaments that were decorated by folks in town and everything, put all that up. They also, past month, they've been working on clearing out the storm drains along 36. They've had DEP in here helping, starting to jet those out. That's gonna be ongoing for the next couple months. They're working on it, so it's obviously there's been some issues there with the flooding. So they're working on getting that straightened out. They also had Kremer and Son come in to fix the operating problems with the Osborne pump station. Soft motor starters is what I'm being told here. Charlie, you were there this weekend. Any updates on
that? Where's that now?
Osborne station.
Oh yeah, it was amazing.
Is it working better? Or?
Much.
Okay, so we've had some issues with that. I guess there was some issues with them not starting when they're supposed to and starting when they're not supposed to, or something like that. So they came
in. It makes a big difference.
Yeah. So, yeah,
for the flooding.
Yeah. We had some issues with them not coming on when they were supposed to. So.
The guy that owns the old restaurant was 3 cars over there.
Huh?
The guy that owns the old restaurant was 3 cars over there.
And then Jay Fletcher Kremer has been working with the in the new municipal lot to put in some additional parking. I think we're getting 80 spaces.
Well, there's 60 tonight. 60. You approved the CAFR permit to get the other 20 spaces there.
15.
So
18.
20. 15. You told us 15. You said 20, then you said 15. Whatever.
15. Or
so 75. So we'll have an extra 75 spaces total over there. So that'll be good.
The total is going to be 80 spaces if we get
80
that.
Total. Okay.
Yes, I don't know the exact breakdown.
Okay.
But yes.
So, all right. Other than that, progress.
Thank you, Councilman. Finally, that the Seabright Recovery Capital Plan Flood Control and Beautification chaired by Councilman Kelly.
Watching Mark flip through his postcards one last time. That's pretty funny.
I'm just looking.
So this morning we had a beach pavilion meeting that was pretty productive. We met with Rob construction over there. I did text speak with Kelso, so I finally got a payment back from him, so he's alive. Joe was there, Frank was there, and probably like a 45 minute meeting or so, but you know, we went over some of the punch list is obviously a lot smaller. Kelso via text confirmed that the things that Rob needs, he's like, he even asked, he's like, just help me push, you know, Perry to get this stuff done. So they lined up the carpenter, you know, the painters in there to touch up. There's not a lot of paper, you know, touch up work. They're gonna have professional cleaning crews come in and take care of the whole building, including glass and everything. So all that'll be done over the next 2 weeks. And I asked just about the, you know, we have the TCO, of course, so I said, what the CO? And they're like, yeah, we've seen the survey pretty much. And even like Ed was like, you know, he's ready. So it seems like they should have the CO knocked out in the next week or so. Like, it should be done this year. I don't know why it wouldn't be. Everyone is in agreement that it should be done. So the punch list is pretty small. You know, they do have to replace like two of the doors still, but that's not, you know, it's functional as is, but they're just not gonna have the doors in yet, so that's not gonna happen. There's still gonna have a small punch list left, but overall the meeting was productive. Rob's on top of it as best he can, and you know, Perry at least is, you know, responding to me, and like I said, they got paid, so I think that's probably freeing them up to continue working. So
you were talking to Perry, you were texting?
So Joe, you're good with that?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Brian just said you're gonna have the building ready for us for reorg?
I mean, we're dependent on Kelso.
Nope, Joe, I'm teasing.
I didn't
we're
say
dependent
it, but
on
I want
Kelso.
It does, but
you're losing 2 days next week, Monday and Tuesday, and then you're losing New Year's Eve and New Year's Day the following week.
We shouldn't be in that building until it's perfect. I'm sorry.
I disagree. We should be in there.
I don't agree.
Yeah, we got to get Dina in there for the last reorg. It might be our last reorg.
It might be my last
reorg. No building.
Believe me, if we don't get in there, I'm not showing up for reorg. There's no way I'm going to have another reorg in this shithole building.
Right, I agree.
No way. Now we have this building. That's no way. But
I would recommend that if you go in, everybody goes up the elevator to the third floor. The library doors remain locked. They can look in the library, but let them remain locked because that is never going to be done by next week. So that people can come in and look out, you know, if it's clean, and then you go up to the third floor and they're committed to getting that done. Friday at 5 o'clock, well, we could probably make a decision, but
I forgot to mention, I'm sorry, that Frank also was supposed to reach out to the furniture consultant to make sure we lock her in before year end.
She's coming.
Yeah. She's outstanding.
John starts itching when you talk about furniture people.
Joe, we went over everything pretty much. I mean, I do think Rob's got a handle on most of
this. I do if he's given authority by the Kelso organization. I do. He has he has an understanding, but if he doesn't have men or people there.
Well, Kelso, like I said, I know he's been, you know, but this late in the game, I mean, Kelso texted me today that he authorized all these things, so I can only hope. But I think we'll be fine.
Is the signing on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, signing's all done.
And I have to say, I've had a couple of people in there, including John Cimento, and they don't see it the way we see it. They look at it and they're like, holy cow. When you go upstairs and you go in there and you see the ocean, like, out those windows, you're like,
yeah, it's pretty good. We're there today.
It's impressive. We're looking at every, like, crack.
No, exactly.
Oh, look at this. Look at that.
We've been looking at it for
a while. Yeah, they don't see it that way.
I'm telling you, compared to this building versus that building, if we do hold it on reorg there, I'll be there. And if there's if we get any legitimate complaints, I'll own it publicly.
You gonna wear a tie?
I'll wear a tie. I'll wear everything. Only a tie.
Nothing else.
but I'll you know, if we do hold it, I'll take full credit. I'll even say you guys advised against it.
We should go wear tuxedos.
So
here they come.
Aren't we going to have like a town hall meeting or something to answer the questions? We talked about the bullet points and whatever.
Yeah, it's holding right now.
Yeah, we just talked about that on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we're not there yet. We're going to
do it. Well, now we're talking about moving in.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like that's not resolved.
We'll get some turnout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I hate elevators. I actually rode, I've been afraid to ride those elevators. They work. That's a miracle. I
just had two other things that I forgot to put in, but they're real quick though. There's been an issue going on with the lights in town, in the downtown area, the new lights, the streetscape lights. Well, the streetscape lights, the lights on the sidewalk there, there's been an issue going on there. It looks like American Water may have cut a line somewhere when they came in to do some service, so they're going to come in, and they're supposed to come in the next couple of weeks and take a look. They were supposed to be here this week sometime. I don't know what came from that yet. And then the other thing is, sometime in the next month or so, we're going to start doing televising the lines downtown and smoke testing downtown for to help seal the sewer system against floodwaters. So that'll help hopefully alleviate some of our issues with how much water we're processing through the sewer plant. So
just one thing on those streetlights, as you're going towards Sandy Hook, you go up that north, almost all those lights are out, and I don't know if it's us or National Park or...
On Ocean Avenue?
Yeah.
Ocean Avenue, that probably.
Yeah, North Beach, as you're going up, you leave 36, and now you're going up that little hill going into Fort...
Oh, that's probably the Fort... That's
somewhere in there our divider line is, and I don't know where it is, but an awful lot of those lights are out.
That's like a dead zone, too. The park doesn't say it's there. We don't say it's...
I'll ask Dave. But I don't think... That's probably state, though. It's either state or...
As a result of the seawall project, we know exactly where the line is now. Because when they were staging up there and Jay Fletch Kramer was up there, we know exactly where the line is.
So you're saying it's the ramp going up over the bridge?
Yeah, it's going up.
That's why everybody parks there in the summer, because the Rangers don't get them and our cops don't get them, because it's like a dead zone. It's weird. You ever see all the cars parked there? Oh, they figured it out. There's like hundreds of them.
But if you drive up, you just see very few lights on, so it's dark.
I'll take a look.
As long as it's our responsibility, that's all I'm checking.
Yeah, if it is, I'll have Dave take a look and see what, or Sean or somebody take a look and see what's up.
Where's Brett?
Brett. See, they're here at night, so yeah.
I got one more. We got Mayor's Report and Communications, so I'll just say progress. And also, the Borough is having their staff party holiday lunch tomorrow at 12:30. Stop by if you can. And let's take a motion to adjourn, because I see anxious feet beating for the door.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor? All right, now we can continue our conversation.